Good morning, everyone. I had no idea that I had queued up the wrong song this morning, so we're going to try this again very quickly here. So sorry about that. Welcome to the Sunday Morning Inspiration. I am your host, C. Maria Wall. Thank you so much for being here today for another episode. And today we're going to be talking about Christian singles. So I will be back as soon as our opening music. Of course, it's The Way That God Loves Me completes playing. So sit back, relax, get into your favorite spot, because we're going to come back and do our stress-relieving breathing exercises. Okay. For whatever reason today, it looks like our original music is missing from the call queue. So we're just going to get our show started. That's the beauty of live radio. And I tell you, Satan is busy, but you know what? He's not going to stop this show today. So we're going to keep moving forward. Thank you so much for being here. As I said, this is Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio Sunday Morning Inspiration. I am your host, C. Maria Wall, a.k.a. the Shiro at your Ground Zero. Today, as I said, let's get ready to get going here for our 15 to 30 minutes of stress relief and release, and of course, this week's inspirational quote. I need you to lie back, sit back, eyes closed. This is a brand new week. We have to start it on the most positive note that we can. So let's start with our breathing exercises. As always, we're going to inhale this positive, clean, crisp air. And we're going to exhale that warm air that's harboring all of the hurt, the pain, the disappointment, that baggage that we are carrying around week after week, hour after hour, minute after minute. This is just a small part, but every little part helps. So if everyone is in their positions, lying back, sitting back, eyes closed, this is why I don't have you stand for this, eyes closed. We're going to start our breathing exercises all together now. Do this as well as you can. Some of you have breathing issues, things like that, but do it where it's comfortable for you. I don't want anyone to get hurt here during our sessions. Let's inhale. Remember, eyes closed. Now exhale. One more time, inhale. Now exhale. One more time before we get going. Inhale. Now exhale. You have a few moments of silence in your mind. So many of you, your mind is racing right now. Everything from last week is just cluttering your thoughts. And then that affects your mind, your heart, your spirit, and your soul. So we're going to take our virtual sledgehammer and we're going to walk through that hall that houses the mirrors of your past. And we're going to wield that sledgehammer and we're going to start to break every screen that's showing you something that hurt you in your past. Wield that hammer. Boom. That one is gone. Walk through. One obstacle gone. We're seeing the next thing. Someone got on your nerves at work. You didn't get that promotion. Bing. We're going to break that one and step through. And we're going to keep going because everything that man considers to be a disappointment is usually a lesson that we need to learn or it's an event that is preparing us for something greater. So you say, amen, thank you, Lord, for giving me another chance to make a difference, and in some cases get some wrongs right. And we're going to get this show started. You know, I've done many of seminars and programs about dating, with a special emphasis on online dating. Today we're going to take it a step further, because I have been talking to groups of men from all socioeconomic backgrounds, all age groups, about online dating. Because in case some of you ladies don't know, men date online too, and that's how some of us are getting to know new people, by the way. So let's talk about this, and you know me, I'm the realist. I keep it where it needs to be. I don't sugarcoat anything. I'm going to tell you all like it is about the dating scene. Now, back in the day when I was dating, I did indulge in the online dating scene. I met a lot of great men, just a few who were not so great. But I met a lot of wonderful men, and many of them are still friends of mine to this day. I used to call it date capades because I would have my daughter-in-law on the ready. If she got the text or something, she'd know to call me so that I could end a date or whatever when I knew that it wasn't going well. And I've been on some doozies. But the one difference is, even among men, a lot of them misrepresent themselves. And what I've found in talking to a lot of males when I've done surveys or I've actually interviewed these gentlemen is that a lot of them, this is one of the most disappointing things to them. Not only do some of us females put up a picture from high school when we've been out of high school for 36 years, we don't look like we looked in high school. I don't look like I looked in high school. Face-wise, yes, I do. But everything else is showing signs of aging. So I try to keep up with that. Let's get to the issue today. Many people venturing out into the dating world by various means. Some use the fast-track face-to-face events, while others have discovered this thing that is like crack for Christians: online dating. This has allowed many to forget their Christian values. They create a fantasy world to attract too many faces from the wrong online places. Let me say that again. They create a fantasy world to attract too many faces from the wrong online places. And this week's inspirational quote comes from 2 Corinthians 7:1. Since we have these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from every defilement of body and spirit, bringing holiness to completion in the fear of God. Let me say this one more time. 2 Corinthians 7:1. Since we have these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from every defilement of body and spirit, bringing holiness to completion in the fear of God. Now, let me share some of the stories that I have heard from several groups of gentlemen. And this isn't just one story from one person. I noticed a pattern. That is why I decided to do one of my Sunday morning inspirations and dedicate it to Christian singles. Ladies, you do your beautiful profiles and you're quoting Bible scriptures all over the place, and this is one of the biggest disappointments and turnoff to a lot of men. You go on these dates. Some of you, you want to argue Bible, 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 Bible. And then suddenly you go from opening up the Bible for scriptures to wanting to open up something else, whether it be his shirt. I'm sorry, ladies, we're about to get real here. Your legs, whatever it is, let me tell you something right now. To God be the glory. The wants of your flesh will write you a different story. To God be the glory. The wants of your flesh will write you a different story. You should not be out there dating if you don't have the wants of your flesh in check. You should not be out there dating if you do not have the wants of your flesh in check. Right now I'm talking to the ladies. Don't worry about it. I'm going to talk to the brothers too. That's going to be on another show. But right now, one thing that I can say unequivocally is that I never sabotaged my relationship with God by going out on a date and going from wanting to get on my knees to pray with this brother to get on my knees for something else. I have never done that, but there have been more and more men coming forward saying that these women are changing up when they get on these dates. Ladies, if you are a lady, be a lady. Be a lady 110% and more. Do not allow your flesh to taint your relationship with God. Do not use God and the Bible as a vice to attract these Christian men. There are some good Christian men out here who are truly looking for good Christian women. Some of you make that mistake. Some of you are on a mission. I realize that it's getting harder and harder for a lot of women to find a man in this world because, number one, because there's women outnumber men in the world. That's number one. But what God has for you, or who God has for you, is for you. You have to be patient. You have to wait on God. And I've never been someone who couldn't get a date, who obviously couldn't get married. I've been married twice. But in hindsight, looking back, maybe I married these men, the men who I wanted to marry, not the men who God wanted me to be with. Neither time did I meet these people and I switch up and go from having dinner to wanting to have a one-night stand. We are lowering ourselves when we compromise our relationship with Christ, trying to grab the attention of anyone, any human. And it's okay to be single. Enjoy being single. That's your time to learn how to strengthen your relationship with Christ. That's your time to enjoy being alone, to work on bettering yourself. That is your time. So many of us, Christians, Cretans, whatever we are, we tend to go out and look for someone to complete us. God sent us into this world as complete as He wanted us to be. We are complete. These people who we align ourselves with, whether it be in love, life, or business, whatever, they are there to enhance us. They're not there to complete us in any way. When you quote those scriptures, live by it. Walk your talk. Stop compromising yourselves when you go on these dates. Stop pretending online. Online is the devil itself. If we don't know that God is in control and if we don't know who we are, online creates a fantasy world for us to become everything that we don't believe that we can be in the real world. So what we have to do, pray about it. And when you feel that your flesh is about to take over, it's time for you to end that date. Say, this has been wonderful, but I have to go. Hopefully we'll talk again. If not, you know, I wish you well in your quest to find that special someone. Let us cleanse ourselves from every defilement of body and spirit, bringing holiness to completion in the fear of God. I have had men tell me that when these women change up on them, and some of these are men that I know personally, and they can be players at times, but if they find someone and they're really trying to change and they're impressed with the look, and then they sit down and all of a sudden if they don't say the right thing, some of these Christian women or these, you know, what we call cosmetic Christians, suddenly they do a 180, not a 360, because that's a full circle, a 180, where they do the total opposite. They have been cursed out. They have been embarrassed, been put in positions where they could face legal charges, all because the women were rejected. If you're going out thinking, this is the one I want, and we always must remember, it's dating. It's a date. It's not a lifelong commitment. It's not a proposal for marriage. It is a date. That means dinner, a movie, theater, dancing, walking the harbor, a park, a museum, whatever. It does not mean a lifelong commitment. Enjoy the moment and go home. That means to your own home by yourself. If you came there single, rule of thumb, if you came to the event, this dating event single, follow that. If you came single, you go home single. When we're building something that's meant to last, it takes time. You can't build that relationship in a day. You certainly won't build it overnight in a one-night stand. Remember, if you're on those Christian sites and you're looking for that wonderful man and you've been talking to this person, you know, you've been typing to him and then you move to the phone and you're still feeling one another and you're still attracted to one another, when you go out, stand tall. Remember, your relationship with God has precedence over your relationship with this stranger, because that person is still a stranger. And ladies, it doesn't matter what your belief is. Going home with someone you just meet will not make him stay. For those of you who tell the story and you say that it did happen that way, you are what we call an anomaly. Does it happen? Yes, it does. Will it happen for most of us? It is so not going to happen. That's a negative. It's not going to happen. Do not compromise your relationship with God for any human. What God has for you is for you. I will tell you, I enjoyed wonderful dinners, great conversation, wonderful hug at the end, or maybe even a handshake. But one thing I did not do is go home with someone, enjoy a couple minutes of that bodily pleasure, and then wonder why he doesn't call in the morning. He doesn't call next week. Or better yet, leave those messages cursing someone out because they didn't return my calls. They haven't called me back when I came to them toting the Bible. And then suddenly I'm there doing everything but what's in the Bible. Ladies, be ladies. My next topic, I'll be talking to the men, because I've been on dates with the Christian single men, and they've done their 180s too. And guess what I did? I did my 180 too. Because I will go right to the main entrance and say, you know what, this has been great, but I don't think this is working. Do you? And if they say yes, I'm like, you know, it has to be 100%, and I just don't feel this, but thanks so much. I'll pay for my end of the tab. And that's another thing, ladies. Don't go in with any expectations. Yes, most men will pay for your meals, but in the event that they do not, be prepared to pay for your own. And what's that telling you? In some cases, chivalry is dead. Some men are quick to say, all these women are quick to say that they're so strong and independent, they can pay for their own meal. Never go in with false expectations. You go on these dating events to test those waters, to have a day out, to have good conversation, maybe even make a new best friend. Stop jumping from ground zero to the altar. It doesn't work that way. I have more wonderful friends who I can call when I need them. If I need something done in my house that I can't do, I can call a friend and say, I need you to do me this favor. Will I cook them a nice home-cooked meal? Yeah, if that's what they want. If they want a couple dollars, I'm willing to pay for that. Do not think. So many of us, in our minds, we've already married ourselves off to these people we have yet to meet. We're going in with all the wrong expectations. So again, to all of the Christian singles out there, remember, your relationship with God takes precedence over your relationship with this brand new stranger. Maybe they are the one. More than likely, they may not be the one. So just remember, when you are on these dates, before you go, get on your knees to pray so that when you go on these dates, you will not stray. I always have that moment of silence so that people can digest this and think about it. And some of you listening, I am pretty sure you know exactly what I'm talking about. And sometimes it hurts when we hear the things that we need to hear. I will never tell you what I know you want to hear. Because I can say, yeah, sisters, date, these men ain't no good, and blah, blah, blah. No. We have to take accountability for our actions before we can fix anything or anyone else. And like I said, gentlemen, I'll be talking to you next. So just a few quick announcements. On August the 8th, a select group of women authors and speakers will be coming together at the Women Authors Expo 2015. We will be at the Miller Library in Ellicott City. This is a free event. Make sure that you contact me, 202-618-2556. I'll send you the registration information. If you're on Facebook, you can look me up, see Maria Wall. And we also have an event there for our Women Authors Expo. We'll have Sister Marcella D. Moore coming in. She's the host of the Motivate and Pray Show. She'll be coming in. And we also have Alexandria Leggett. She's the author of Confessions of a Christian Black Girl. New author, young lady. She'll be joining us as well. We'll be adding more names as this goes along. It'll be a day of great storytelling and healing. You'll be able to meet new friends. We'll have some great food, great drinks, and not alcoholic. Here we go again. I have to keep reminding folks, not alcoholic. We'll have great food and great drinks for you, and maybe you can go away with a burden lifted. I am so looking forward to this event. Hope to see you there. As always, we do the Sunday morning inspiration at 6:30 a.m. most Sunday mornings, unless I have events, or you all know my health is up and down. So even then, I'm usually here on Sunday mornings for our Sunday morning inspiration. And join us on Saturday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern Time for our regular Healing Through Hurt iTalk radio show. Each week we have a different theme from the Women's Empowerment Chat. We have the night where anything goes as well. We have our Spotlight Spectacular, where we feature new artists, new entrepreneurs. If you have something that's positive that will be a help in this world, contact us. We will be sure to get you scheduled. And then the fourth Saturday of every month, we have our Authors Cafe. We have the time when we pick a specific author to come in, talk about their books and their programs on that particular night. So we have something for everyone. So I hope that you can join us 9 p.m. Saturday evenings on our regular Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio, and of course here on the Sunday Morning Inspiration with me, C. Maria Wall, a.k.a. the Shiro at your ground zero, here to help. As always, before we go, I pray each and every one of you enough. I pray you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days. And I pray you enough rain to make your gardens grow beautifully. I pray you enough smiles to turn that frown you've been carrying around upside down. But most of us, most of all, I pray you enough strength and courage to face whatever you may be going through this week and beyond. Until next time, I am your most humble and appreciative host, C. Maria Wall, reminding each and every one of you to continue to pay it and pray it forward. And before we go, I believe I just finished uploading our show anthem, which is the way that God loves me. So until next time, be well, be blessed. If you need us, if you'd like to get involved, our contact information is 202-618-2556. You can also write to us at Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. You can email us at contact@thewallfoundationinc.org. We have several groups. We have the Relationship Recovery Group that's pretty close to almost 900 strong over on Google+. We have WOW, Women of Wisdom and Worth groups, both on Meetup and on Facebook. Join us at either group. We'd love to have you there, of course. On Facebook, we have the Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio presented by the Wall Foundation Inc. group there as well. We have the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement group there. So many ways you can get involved. So many ways you can reach out and get help that you need. So many ways for you to get involved. And as you know, both Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio and the Sunday Morning Inspiration is sponsored by the Wall Foundation Incorporated, which is an IRS-approved and recognized 501c3 nonprofit. So you know we always welcome your donations, whether it be monetary or whether you'd like to volunteer for one of our programs. We would love to have you. So until next time, be well, be blessed. Thank you. I believe Brother Farr is on the line. Thank you so much for joining me here this morning. It's always good to have the support of the gentlemen as well, and we welcome gentlemen. So, Brother Farr, looking forward to doing great things with you and, of course, promoting all of your events and programs, too. Thank you so much for being here. To all of the guests in our call query and over in our chat room, until next week, be well, be blessed, and I will see you again soon.
Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me. Oh, the way that God loves me. Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend, just pretend to love me the way that God loves me.
God loves me
the way that God
but
loves me.
But I bathed in the mire, submerged myself in the decay of the world, making bad decisions over and over again, drenching my pillow with tears again, thinking the void could be filled by a man who blackened my eyes, demolished my pride, as he daily belittled my self-esteem. With each raise of his hands, I had to muffle a scream. But I don't have to stay here, trapped in my pain here. My Redeemer conquered death, hell, and the grave. Yahweh lives, so my soul can be saved.
The way that God loves me, yeah. Way that God loves me, the way that God loves me, Why do I keep doing this to myself, giving my heart to someone else, who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me.
On the rise from the dark clouds that were weighing me down. Shake off the chains that were keeping me bound. I can use my broken pieces to encourage someone else. Speak life to a situation. Release my brother, my sister from a state of depression. Cause you don't have to stay here, trapped in your pain here. Jehovah lives. You too can be saved.
Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else. Who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me. The way that God loves me.
As we began the show, or we should have began the show, due to technical difficulties, we didn't. We're going to leave. Let the bells symbolize the end of you living in the past. Let the bells ring in a brand new week for you. This is a time for you to get it right. This is a time for you to take advantage of your second chance. Each day is a blessing. And if you feel as though you're at ground zero, you have nowhere to go but up. So until next time, be well, be blessed, as always. I pray each and every one of you enough. This is C. Maria Wall signing off as I prepare to start another week on a positive note, even when I don't want to. So follow my lead. Smile in the face of opposition. Stand tall, be strong in the midst of your storm. Have a wonderful, wonderful, beautiful, God awesome day and week, and I will see you again soon.